Hi guys, welcome back to Cultural Heritage with Happiness Hamanda, where we talk about everything and anything. Well, it's been a very long week for me. My family, we just actually lost someone very special, someone who has been there for as long as I can remember. She's been there since I was born. And it's been so hard, like, you know, just letting go and moving on with life. But we're so grateful to God for being our strength and our support. We know that we live to live this life and we die to live that life. I just wanted to say thank you to every single person who reached out and anybody who has prayed for us and who was there for us. We are so very grateful. So, let's get straight to the topic for today. So my topic for today is forgiveness. How does that work? Because I had that question in mind. How does this thing work anyway? And that's why we're going to dive into that conversation and we're going to discuss every single thing we need to know about forgiveness. So let's go. Forgiveness is simply the action or process of forgiving someone, you know, being forgiven, to pardon someone of their sin or their actions towards you. But I did do a research and it says to forgive someone means to stop feeling anger towards a person. That simply means when you forgive, you're doing it for you, to stop feeling anger, meaning your feelings, your own feelings. When I was a very young girl, I did go to my Sunday school teacher because I really had a thing for this forgiveness and I really wanted to know what it was all about. And I was like, you know what, I want to know about forgiveness and I want to know why I'm feeling this way, because I was offended at that moment and I really needed a solution, an answer to my question. And so he did give me the answers I needed, thank goodness, thank God. Well, he said the things I needed to know. But after a while of discussing with him, it made me realize that my problem was not forgiving the person. My actual problem was that I hadn't forgotten yet. So he told me that I was a little confused because I was like, but I have forgiven this person. Why do I still feel this way? And he was like, you know what, Happiness? The truth is, you did forgive the person. But when you truly forget, when you forgive and you forget, it's not about forgetting what happened. It's about letting go of that pain that you felt. It's like you're not remembering how angry you were and the anger you had towards that person. You don't have it anymore, and it's like you see the person's face and you know what, it's okay. You don't want to slap the person anymore, and you see their face and you don't just want to punch them in the face. You know, you don't feel that way anymore. What you feel now is just, well, it's all in the past, or you just look back and laugh. If you are hurting right now, like you're hurting real bad and you're going through a lot, I want you to know that forgiveness is a step of great courage. You know, you begin to wonder and you begin to feel a certain kind of way. You're like, is it okay to just let go just like that? And then you begin to think of the pain that you feel at the moment, and if you should actually just let everything slide and just forget it and just take your pains for granted. Well, the truth is, when you forgive, it's not about the person, it's about you, it's your pain, it's about how you feel. Someone could hurt you and still move on with your life like they didn't do nothing to you, but you who feel the pain, well, it's a big deal. And so forgiveness is for you and not them. When you forgive, you clean yourself up and you get rid of that bitterness in your heart. When this happens, you release heat upon that cold and frozen knot in your heart, and then you begin to warm yourself up from inside with the help of the Holy Spirit. And when you do that, you have just taken that great step of courage, which is forgiveness. Your light shines brighter and you can easily fellowship with God. The Holy Spirit can lead you without any form of resistance from your spirit. Truth be told, if you are going through a certain situation at the moment and I'm right here saying forgive and forget, it's like, what does she even know? The truth is, everyone has their own story. I do have mine and you have yours, and I cannot say I understand exactly how you feel, but what I do know for sure is that many people get hurt every day and we need to learn to forgive. It could even be worse if you are still going through that situation and it's like, why is she standing there just saying what she feels like? You don't even know what I'm going through. This person is supposed to be the person who is supposed to guide me. This person is supposed to be the one to teach me and the person I'm supposed to learn from, but this person has gone ahead to hurt me and cause confusion and make me wonder and ask questions and feel like, is there even a God out there? I understand. I may not fully understand, but at least I do know that I have an idea of what you may be going through. It is necessary to let go, not for the person. Don't think you holding a grudge against someone is going to put that person in some kind of bondage or cage, or it's going to make that person feel any worse, feel as bad as you feel. That's not going to work, because the truth is, the person is living their own life and everyone's going to move on. And it's you who's going to feel that pain. It's you who's going to go through it. It's you who's going to be hurting every night. It's you who's just gonna be relieving that moment anytime you sit down to think about it again. And so I'm not gonna say forget. No, forgetting doesn't happen so easily. But you see, once you forget, you may be reminded again and you may remember again. Yeah, well, you remember, you forget, you remember, you forget. But what God actually meant when he was like, you know, forgive and forget, what he's trying to say is, you know what, forget the pain. Let the Holy Spirit take care of it. And so even if you remember in the future and remember that situation and what you went through, what is going through your mind at the moment is not what happened to you and how you felt and the anger that you felt. What's going through your mind is how you can use this knowledge that you have gained, how you can apply it to the situation whenever it arises, whenever it comes around you or someone around you, whenever the situation turns up again, you know how to handle it. You know what to do. You know what steps to take. You know how to just grab that situation, and instead of being negative and bitter and tight, you're positive, mature, and free. I have been through that phase, and I totally understand what it means to struggle with forgiveness. I may not understand what you were going through, your personal struggles, but when it comes to forgiveness, I do know that it requires a lot. It requires a lot of growing and really just accepting what has happened to you, and then learning to just let go and let God take place, let the Holy Spirit lead, and let everything just happen as God pleases. I've gotten to the stage where I'm like, you know what, God, just have your way. Let your will be done and not mine. Just take control. And right now, I'm simply in that stage where I just try to apply wisdom by using the knowledge that I have gained from other experiences to handle situations that come my way. And so, yeah, it's good to be courageous. It's good to forgive. It's good to move on and let God lead. So, until our next episode on Cultural Heritage with Happiness Amanda, where we talk about everything and anything. Literally, it's I who talk about everything and anything. Whew, I don't feel too good today. Like, we're still trying to recover, and we just thank God for strength. I do hope next week's episode is gonna be better and even more fun. Don't forget to check out my last episode. It's called New Year, Same Me. Until next week, same day, same time, Sunday, 2 p.m. Bye.